You are a believer in playing in the preseason.
Yeah.
Gerard Mayo, head coach of the New England Patriots, sure seems like he's playing guys Sunday night. My boy Phil Perry, that covers the Pats, sent me this quote from Mayo. This was after their preseason game. When did they play? Thursday night? I don't know. Whenever they
were. Was it Friday night?
There were no games Friday night, but they were on in Nashville.
It was Thursday then.
Okay. Mayo said, this is, he was asked specifically about his offensive line, but you'll hear the quote opens up to everything. There were definitely some ups and downs. I would say there's a dramatic drop-off, not really physically, but just knowing what to do between the first line and the second and third guys. They have to get better as a whole, as a unit. They just have to get better, and that comes from playing football games. We have another preseason game coming up. We're going to play. That's the only way you're going to get better at football is playing football.
Yeah.
Seems like we're going to see Jacoby and Drake Sunday night.
The thing of it is this. You look at the teams. This is Mayo's first time being a head coach.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, do I think that they can play a little bit in the game? Yes. Do I think they need to play the whole game? No, because it's the last preseason game. And ordinarily, even in our day, the starters didn't play the last preseason game. You know what I mean? So now you're at a point where – now the only thing I think is you get them a little work and then you take them out. You got 2 weeks to get ready.
Yeah.
I think the second game is now your third game as it used to be, where you get the most of the work from your starters and things of that nature. I think Jaden has shown enough. I think still, why not let him grow a little farther? If they can approach him just like he did in the first game. One series, you're done. Because they need to see the end of the roster more to make their final decisions. They've already made the decision on the top 30 people on this team.
I think we know
maybe 42.
I think we know who 45 out of 53 players.
That's what I'm saying. They know who those are. The guys that really need to get that look, they need to finish most of this game. But I think it comes down to where your team is, where your coach's mindset is. Andy Reid plays his guys a lot. Okay? But Andy Reid also knows that his guys are completely going to go out there and do exactly what he wants them to do. So,
did you see Mahomes throw the behind-the-back pass and say he was pissed at Kelsey?
That was planned.
He said Kelsey ran the wrong route and he was pissed at him and that's why he did it.
Yeah, that was listen, bro, they work on that. You watch that play. He goes and he throws that ball. He's thrown it underhand. He's thrown it overhand. He's pitched it. He's done it like he was running the option. That's just another way. That is why Andy Reid is loved by his team. He lets players draw plays. He finds a way to install them. And if from the ring around the rosy thing to that, it makes you want to play for a guy. He knows how to have fun a little bit.
Simple game here. Yeah. Should and will. What should they do with Jaden Daniels Sunday night against the Patriots? What will they do with Jaden Daniels?
They should let him get at least a drive. And will they? I don't know. I can't say yes or no on that one. I think he should and will. That's up to them. It's what they feel. Are they pleased enough right now with him to go that way? He got two games. He made the right decision on both of them, I believe.
Sure.
They complain about him checking off a play and throwing the ball. He runs the ball, and he don't run out of bounds, but he got three or four more yards, which probably will come to help you out later on in a drive or something like that.
Because the kicker can't kick, but that's...
Well, that's not Jaden's fault. That's their fault. Instead of worrying about him running and standing in bounds, they should be getting the better kicker.
What should they do with Jaden? What will they do with Jaden Landini?
I think they should play him for, you know, at least a little bit. Ultimately, it's football. Like, the guy's got to get out there. It's one or two series. Like, they're not seriously increasing the risk that he's going to get injured, I don't think.
What will they do?
I think they'll probably not play him.
Jeffrey?
Which is kind of a bummer, too, because this is the only home game of the preseason.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, it makes week two
I'll say this.
Against the Giants.
Everybody on the selling side and the promotional side, I want him. They want him playing because you already think the fans are hyped up about him. Let him go in the game and have a good, a little nice series and see how hype this thing will get.
See, I wonder if that's an interesting question. One, I wonder how close to sold out everything is. Like Giants home opener week two,
jerseys ain't sold out.
Yeah, that's true.
They can sell those.
But Giants week two, if that's also Daniel's debut at home, I think that sells out for sure. Jeffrey, what should they do? What will they do?
Me personally, I think they should keep him off the field. I know, you know, it's football, but it's the third preseason game. People trying to, you know, make rosters. It's going to be some tryhards in there. I'd just rather not risk it. Let out prize possession, you know, stay safe until the regular season. Because, really, he'll give us a good drive, but I don't think it's going to change much. So, I think he should just wait till the regular season. And I'm not going to lie, my vision is skewed because I just know it. It just feels like being a more Washington fan. You know, every time something gets to going, you know, real well, or we get excited, something happens. And I know that's a bad way to look at it, but I'd rather just wait to the regular season.
I was with you till that last part. I think that's silly. Events in the past don't impact what happens in the future. Like, it's easy to believe in.
But that's the mindset of the sun.
You can believe
right
in,
about this.
In jinxes or mushes
or that's
curses.
That's the mindset of this area, brother.
I hear it. I just don't agree with it. That said, I don't think they should play him Sunday night. He's the clearly established starter. And I think with Drake and Jacoby, like for New England, both those guys at various times have looked better. Right? Like, I think they have a real battle because at various times they've looked good and they've looked bad. Jacoby didn't have his best outing in this last preseason game. So that battle is actually ongoing. This one isn't. Jaden's been the best quarterback in Ashburn by a fairly wide margin.
And still, he doesn't have a great chemistry with the line in front of him. The line in front of him don't have a great chemistry with him. And they can benefit off of that. This is where I'm at. I'm lost on the fact that you're comparing this situation with New England. Drake isn't Jaden. Jacoby isn't Jaden.
I'm saying that's a real competition. The competition's over.
We're not worrying about the competition. I still think Jacoby is a better quarterback right now. Drake, he gives them the best chance to win right now. But ultimately, in this situation, it's not about a competition. It's about the advancement, the continued growth of a guy who you want him when he finally hits that game to be as good as he could have possibly been. Doesn't play at all and doesn't play for 2 weeks. It may not be as good as he could possibly be when he go into the game.
I think there's legitimate debate about what should happen. I don't think they're going to play.
I think what will happen. Because I think the past and I think the constant talk and everything they've ever heard.
No, but these guys weren't here for Robert or any of that stuff.
They don't have to be here, but they hear. They hear stuff. Just because somebody wasn't here don't mean that they don't think. They understand this area too. Because the ultimate thing of the whole area is the people consistently supporting this thing that makes it work for everybody.
Speaking of what they've heard, Dan Quinn decided to push back about some narratives that have formed. We'll explain when we return. Phones at 11.